Blog Talk Radio.
How many things has Jesus done for you? How many things has Jesus done for me? How many things has Jesus done for us? How many things will he continue to do in the days to come? Yes, he did. He saved my soul. He opened my eyes. Then now I can see the light that Jesus did. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you are doing well on this Monday morning. We are kicking off our Passion Week series. The series is entitled God's Miniature Air Force. God's Miniature Air Force. Let's open our Bibles to Exodus 23. We had a wonderful Palm Day Sunday service yesterday. We were able to celebrate Sister Deanna Young's retirement. Boy, what a blessing. What a blessing. Retirement is a great thing, you know, retirement. You can sit back now and enjoy your life after so many years of getting up in the morning and going to work and serving your fellow man. Then there comes a time when you can just say, I've done my bit, and now I'm going to enter into a great season of rest. And so we pray that the Lord will bless Sister Deanna as now she begins to rest from her public work, but no doubt do more for the Lord. And we're really excited about that. Let's open up our Bible to Exodus 23. Exodus 23. We're going to start reading at verse 27 and culminate in verse number 28, God's Miniature Air Force, and it's at your disposal, my disposal. It reads like this, Exodus chapter 23, verse 27, I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before thee. I will send hornets, God's miniature air force. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because we enter now the Passion Week celebration. This is a time of prayer. This is a time of seeking the Lord. This is a season of evangelism, of inviting people to come to Christ and sharing the gospel, preaching the good news. It is the time of year in which we are brought standing that God sent his son to die on a cross, and that if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Jesus. Give us the faith to believe that you're still adding to the church daily such as should be saved. Bless all of our activities this week. Bless the Maundy Thursday service, the Good Friday service, the Easter morning service. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Give us great victories this week in Jesus' name. Have your way with us, Holy Spirit. Bless us. Give us tokens, proofs, manifestations that you approve of what we're doing. Show us this week that we are your chosen people, your precious people, your peculiar people. Be with us, O Lord, as we endeavor to serve you. Bless us, we pray. Bless this study, God's miniature air force. Bless us, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way with our hearts. Holy Spirit, we turn to you, our teacher, our guide, our instructor, the one who gives us understanding, the one who brings us to right conclusions, the one whom Jesus said he would send, that he would not leave us as orphans, but that we would have a teacher like no other, his name, the Holy Spirit. Have your way with us, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Well, before I get into God's miniature air force, I want to highlight a word here, a word in both verse 27 and 28. And let's read verse 27, and this is God speaking, and God says, I will send. The word I want to focus on today is the word send. I will send. It says there, I will send my fear before thee. I will send my terror. I will before you go into the battlefield, says God, and we know that these passages here have to do with the laws given to the people of God relating to conquest. We have been destined as a people to be more than conquerors. We have been destined not to end our conflict with Satan in a tie. There are no ties. There's a winner and there's a loser. There's a victor and there's a conquered. We are the victors. We are the winners. We're not in this conflict to sign a peace treaty and to shake hands and to have an amistad and just, you know, just bring it to a halt and coexist. No, we refuse to coexist with the powers of darkness. We are the church militant marching through the land, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so God says, God who is our general, the God who goes before us, the one who leads us in battle, the one who leads the charge, he says, I will send my terror before thee, Before you start to march, I will already bring psychological warfare to your enemies. I will send my fear, his divine fear, divine terror before thee. And then in verse 28, he says, and I will send hornets. I will send my miniature air force. The Holy Spirit has allowed me to focus on this word send. And I want to ask a question today. Have you given recent thought? Have you pondered as of late all the wonderful things God has sent on your behalf? Think about it. Here in your outline, you have a page, and there are two columns. One column is all the things that God sends to you. And when he sends them, things are added to you. You know, there are things God sends you. And at the end of the day, when he sends those things, he just doesn't send something to send it. He sends it, and that thing begins to add to us. And then there's another column, and there I want you to think about, ponder, reason, consider, enumerate all the things that God sends for you, to you. And instead of adding, when he sends this thing, it removes things from you. Now, let me give you an example. Think for a moment how God sends rain. God sends rain. The Bible says that he causes rain to descend upon the just and the unjust. When it rains in your neighborhood, God just doesn't send the rain to those homes where only Christians live. God sends rain where Christians live and non-Christians live. It rains in the entire neighborhood. It rains in the entire region. God sends the rain to the just and the unjust. But for those of us who live in the country, we love the rain. Why? Well, because it causes our crops to grow. So notice, God sends rain, but he adds crops. God sends rain, and we can water our livestock. God sends rain, and we can drink that water. We can wash dishes with that water. We can wash our clothing with that water. We can even bathe ourselves in that water. Notice, God sends rain, but look at all the wonderful benefits that are added when he sends rain. God sends rain. Have you thanked the Lord for all of the winter snow? Well, that's rain. It's just frozen rain. But it's all rain. And now all of that rain is in our rivers, in our streams, in our wells, in your cisterns, whatever method you use to acquire water. All of that rain is just magnificent. God sends rain. Now, if there were no rain, then we would be what? We would be in the midst of a famine. No rain means no crops. No rain means weak livestock, diminished livestock. No rain means rationing your showers, rationing your dishwashing, rationing your watering your lawn, rationing everything you do with water, rationing. Because what? Why are you rationing? Because God has not provided water. So, again, notice it says here in verse 27, I will send. And in verse 28, and I will send. Today, I want you to just sit back and begin to think about all the things that God has been sending you of late. Write down in one column all the things that God has sent you. For example, if God has sent you grandchildren, you got these cute little things running around. Think about all the joy that they bring. It's not just that he sends you grandchildren. You got miniature little youths. You look at them and you can see yourself in them. You can see your own children in them. And they bring so much joy. God sends babies and they bring so much joy. Can you write down all the things that God has sent you and what those things add to your life? And then also ponder all the things that God has sent you that remove things from your life. Think, for example, think about this. Here you are sick. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, God sent his word and he healed them. Notice, God sent his word of healing and sickness, disease, illness was removed. There are things that God sends your way and they add blessings, and then there are things God sends your way that removes what you need removing. The things that you don't want, he removes them when he does what? When he sends the thing you need. So in Hebrew, the word send, you see, the English word send here in Hebrew is the verb salah, S-A-L-A-H. If you take the Hebrew letters and you transliterate them into English, it's spelled S-A-L-A-H. And it means this word salah can be used this way. God sending forth. The context determines if God is sending forth or if God is sending away. Sometimes God sends us things and they add to us. And sometimes God sends things and they remove from us. Both sendings are providential in manner and in purpose. Providential. In other words, I cannot send myself healing. I cannot send myself rain. I cannot send myself healing. Those things must providentially come from God. He sends them in a providential manner and for a providential purpose or reason. God does nothing haphazardly. There's a reason. There's a motive. There's a purpose for why God does what he does. So he sends. Think about this for a moment. We're in this book. This wonderful book by J.C. Ryles. We're in this wonderful book. I'm sure that God sends you more stuff. I'm sure that more stuff is sent from heaven to earth, from God to you, than what you send up to God. What can we send up to God? Well, we can send up our prayers. We can send up our praise. Think on that for a moment. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. Even James, the apostle, wrote that very same phrase in his epistle. You have not because you ask not. You haven't received. God hasn't sent anything down to earth for you There's no celestial package being sent your way because you haven't sent a package to him. The package, prayer, supplication, intercession, giving of thanks. So notice, God will send. He will send forth to add to you. He will send forth to take away from you. And all of this sending is providential. In other words, he's looking to provide you with what you need. And he's looking to provide for purpose. God has an agenda. When he sends you something, it's to help you. So let's look at the text. Here in Exodus 23:27, and I will send my fear before you. And what will this fear do? Well, look at the results of verse 27. It says, I will send my fear before thee. Before you go into battle, I will send my fear. And what will that do? Well, that will throw the enemy into what? A panic. It will throw the enemy into a panic. That's the result. And then in verse 27, I will send hornets before thee, and what shall they do? They shall evict. They shall drive out. They would exorcise, if you will. Get out, just move them out. You don't need a marshal to come to your house and give someone an eviction notice. No, God will send hornets. God will send hornets and expel the enemy from the land. I will send, I will send, I will send. Look at all the wonderful things God has sent to you, to me. Write them down. Take today to just think about, all right, pastor's given me an assignment. Today I'm going to think about all the things God has been sending me over the years. All the wonderful things God has been sending me. And all these things he's been sending me, they've been adding to my spiritual growth, adding to my family, adding to my bank account. You know, the Bible is full of so much wisdom that if you follow that wisdom, you won't have any money problems. God's been sending you words of wisdom, things to do, messages encoded in the Bible that will help you navigate a bad economy, inflation, an economic downturn. But if we don't take what God has sent and if we don't apply it, then we won't have added blessings. So God sends things to add to you, and God sends things to remove bad things from you. In verse 27, he will send his what? His terror, his fear. He will send psychological warfare towards the enemy. And verse 27 says, and what will happen is what you will see when I send the terror, you're just going to see their backs. They're not going to be marching towards you. They're going to be running from you. That's what God can do. And then if there's any people left, then God will send hornets. You see, it's a tag team effort. It's a big God and a little insect. Verse 27, big God. Verse 28, little insect. The two of them will fight on your behalf. That's what God will send. And what will it do? It will eliminate your pesky enemies. Oh, they're pesky. Oh, they're hard to evict. Well, if you try on your own. If you try to go mano a mano with the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Hittites and the Jebusites, oh, it'll take you forever. But if God go before thee, if his little miniature air force go before thee, it'll be easy peasy. So today, I'm doing this exercise myself. I'm going to sit down and write down all the things God has sent my way. And then I'm going to write down, okay, he sent all these things. Like, for example, God sent me a wife. What do I have now? Well, he sent me a beautiful wife. Now I have four beautiful children and a dog. Now, I'm still thinking about if the dog is a plus or a minus. It's up in the air, but I got four kids, four marvelous children, and a dog. You see, that's what I'm talking about. God sends you something, and then there's additions. And then God sends you some other things that removes what you don't need and what you shouldn't have. Take today to ponder that. And at the end of the day, when you have your list and you review it and you're about to close out your day, praise and thank the Lord for all the wonderful things he has done for you. I'll be back tomorrow. Now, don't forget, tomorrow we have a very important prayer meeting. The prayer meeting every Tuesday night is the most important service of the week. Join us on Tuesdays. Call in to the prayer meeting. It's a conference call. We start at 6:50 p.m. every Tuesday night. We have a wonderful half hour of instruction followed by 1 hour of intercessory prayer. Join us tomorrow, saints. Love you much. God bless you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
In that break in the morning, fare you well, fare you well. I'm going to tell you about the coming of the Savior. Fare you well, fare you well. I'm going to tell you about the coming of the Savior. Fare you well, fare you well. There's a better day a coming. Fare you well, fare you well. Then you see my Jesus coming. Fare you well, fare you well. In that grave, get not morning. Fare you well, fare you well. In that grave, get not morning. Fare you well, fare you well. Fare you well. Come and blow your trumpet, Gabriel. Fare you well, fare you well. Tell the people come to judgment. Fare you well, fare you well. Lord, how loud shall I blow it? Fare you well, fare you well. Lord, heaven, God's word. Fare you well, fare you well. In that gray of morning. Fare you well, fare you well. In that gray. Fare you well.